Do you get money back when you donate money? Do you get like a kickback or something?
No.
100%. Cheers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Quadruple bypass was a success and Bert is back. So happy you recovered. Everybody's missed you. I know that they got the catheter out. How are you feeling, first of all?
I'm shaky right now. I'm actually a little shaky. The tour is a lot.
You just started our conversation with a lie. You said
it's so good to be back in the old studio.
You actually had the balls to say you lost weight on this fully loaded tour.
I lost weight. My belt was loose. My pants were falling off me.
What? That happens for other reasons.
I've been eating. I ate phenomenally.
On tour.
I drank aggressively.
That is very clear. I saw stills, videos.
I tried every day.
To not
drink the way I am. Every day. I'm actually going to say that I'm powerless to alcohol because I would go. We went to the Kentucky Derby.
That is what they say day one in rehab.
I went to the Kentucky Derby. I get us an owner's suite, right? Uh-huh. It's right there. It's right at the fucking finish line.
Is there actual races going on?
Yeah, races. They roll out the red carpet. Shout out to Joe. They roll out the red carpet. It's catered. Great food.
You can smoke your...
You smoke cigars. And
that's some Kentucky shit where they're like, yeah, of course you can smoke here.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, you can hit women if you want. Just got to go far enough away from town. Yeah. You want to fuck your sister? So we get there and I'm like, I'm not drinking. And then boom, mint julep. And I was like, I guess I'm drinking. And I got fucking wasted at the Kentucky Derby. I was wasted every single day, all day, all night. All day, all night. Shane Gillis is a bad fucking influence.
He is?
Dude, I know he'd say the same about me, but man, he just fucking throws up a BL and just goof. And
he can handle them too.
Dude, he can handle them. He's the funnest dude. I have curated the funnest people in the world to tour with.
Yeah.
Fucking Big J Okerson hadn't... You know, we all hang out. We have four buses. We have one is just a lounge bus, like a party bus. So we all go out. All the comics are there. We're all fucking busting balls. We're all laughing our asses off. We're done laughing. We have to go to bed, right? It's fucking 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Bus calls up and Big J just, he's like, we're about to walk into the bus. And he grabs me and goes, hey, man, I don't want to do this because if you use this a bit, it's so funny. He goes, hey, man. So have we given up with Jurassic Park? Out of nowhere. I go, what? He's like, I mean, do we just concede there's dinosaurs everywhere now? I'm like, what? He does a bit about Jurassic Park and Chris Pratt going, stop. And it's 3:30 in the morning. I'm crying laughing. I go, Jay, I got to go to bed. He's like, hold on, one more thing. Dude, it is the funniest. I'm going to say right now, before I get into Dave Attell. Carter Cruz is a monster.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm bringing her to Red Rocks.
You are?
I offered her to come to Red Rocks with me. And she's like, you want me to DJ at Red Rocks? And I was like, yep. She is so fucking good.
Oh, great.
She's so good. This, man, she's so good. Georgia fucking loved her. I mean, her DJing is so much fun. It brings so much energy into the room.
DJs
fucking deliver, and she's awesome.
It changes the whole vibe.
She's on stage. She's dancing. She brings out the mannequin I got. Not mannequin.
Yeah.
That guy. The dress.
Oh my God. It looks like shit too. It It looks like a fucking Walgreens mascot. Like, it's the worst.
I bought two of them.
How cheap was it?
It was expensive as fuck.
It looks so bad.
It was like 10 grand.
What?
It's fucking expensive.
I thought fucking Isla made it, like in middle school. Oh, it looks terrible.
They gave me the head and it had the fucking sex doll mouth.
Yeah, it's like.
I was like, what the fuck? When you put this together, you didn't think that's aggressive? Just.
Yeah.
She brings a mannequin out on stage. They dance. Her and the mannequin dance. She's fucking
awesome.
Who's
the mannequin?
Owen, my buddy. Owen. Oh, he works for Outback.
Oh, okay.
He's awesome, dude.
Yeah, I mean, when I had Primo on those shows, it really, the energy, it goes through the, it's something you can't duplicate with like, hey, here's just like another comic.
Yeah.
Changes everything.
The whole lineup. So we do two chunks. We do the first chunk, which is, you know, it closes out. The next one closes out. I think Nikki's going to close it out, but Taylor Thompson was closing it out. And they all fucking kill. And then the sun goes down. Mm-hmm. And it's Big J. Big J, dude. I don't, man. It's hard to get impressed by a friend. You know, once you know someone's act, you kind of know them.
Yeah.
You barely kind of watch it anymore.
Yeah.
Big J goes up at the Yum Center. 9,000 people, I think.
Yeah.
And in an arena and sits on a stool and doesn't move for fucking 20 minutes and has the crowd in the palm of his hand. And he's using silence in an arena like I'd never seen. Like I'd never fucking seen.
Yeah,
Big J goes on. Shane Gillis starts pacing. And he goes, Jay's fucking murdering. I mean, murdering. Dude, Georgia is crying laughing. Mm-hmm. My daughter Georgia was on tour with us this last week.
Yeah, she was like PAing for you, right?
Yeah. She is crying laughing. And you know, Georgia's kind of woke.
Yeah.
Big J's doing pronoun jokes.
Yeah.
And Georgia's laughing and then going like, did anyone see that?
Yeah.
And I'm watching her laugh at the most inappropriate shit.
Yeah.
A tell goes on. A tell goes on and Georgia is crying. And you know how a tell is destroying, and he's saying the most inappropriate shit. Shane Gillis by the way, I'm gonna go back to Attell. Shane Gillis goes on, and Georgia wants not to laugh. I can see it in her eyes. He's doing a slavery joke, and she is going, I mean, it has helped me. This trip has helped me, my relationship with Georgia. I never could have had it. It has made all the shit I fucked up during the Holocaust. during the pandemic. All the shit I fucked up during the pandemic about being a bad dad because I was around too much. Dude, to get my daughter to see what I do for a living.
Yeah.
But more importantly, she knows all these kids these days are anti-comedy because they're like certain things you can't joke about.
Does she get now that like Jews are a problem? Like she gets it?
I go, you really like Shane, huh? She was like, I didn't like, he says stuff that you're not supposed to laugh at, Dad. And I go, yeah. She goes, but he gets away with it because it's like he says the thing that you've kind of thought before, but you've never said out loud. And because he says it, it catches you off guard and you just laugh. I go, yeah, that's comedy.
Yeah.
That's comedy.
Yeah.
But these kids these days, her and her friend were crying laughing. I thought she was going to. Dave Attell, I'm going to have to tell this joke. I just told these guys. Dave Attell told a joke that I thought Georgia was going to die, was going to fall down on the ground and die laughing. He goes, I'm taking a dump. You know the kind of dump where you got Febreze in one hand and a Bible in the other? You know the kind of dump where a dog walks in and then backs out like a cat? Backs out like a cat on the fucking floor, dude. Dave Attell is the greatest comedian that has ever lived. There's not one comedian that is better than Dave Attell, and he is the GOAT. He is the GOAT.
I agree.
There is to watch that man work and realize I don't have anything near what he has in his act. Tom, he was working, we're in Rochester, he was working the city. Like billboards in the background were references to his. Like it says Monroe Community College behind me. It looks like somebody went to Monroe Community College. And the fucking crowds, if you don't like it, take a look at the cross. He's working the city.
Yeah.
And every comic, every single comic stopped what they were doing
to watch his sets.
To watch Dave Attell. Yeah, he is the greatest comic. And I will tell you, this Make-A-Wish child got his fucking everything I wanted out of Dave Attell.
It's
the
best.
Dude, went to a bar with him.
Yeah.
We took him to Sure Shots in Dayton.
Did you watch him take 15 minutes to send a text where he's like on his flip phone?
Sat on a private jet. You know, we got a private jet for everyone. Yeah. So I was like, everyone sit wherever you want. Dave's sitting right there.
Yeah.
Sat right across from Dave. Talked to him the whole time. Basically told him, you know that my whole career is just you without the good jokes.
Yeah.
He's like, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. I told you once when I opened for him once and I was like, hey, you have a joke about this and I have a joke about it too. Do you mind if I do it? And like mine? He goes, I don't mind if you do the joke. You just can't do my cadence. And then he walked away. And I was like,
dude, he is the greatest. And then just to hang with him, to like legit hang with him.
He makes you feel lazy because of how hard, you realize how hard he works. And then you feel inspired. You're like, oh, I should, like every time I worked with him or like saw him do a set, I always worked harder like after that, you know? But you feel like shit at first. You're like,
there was not one night, I'm being dead serious, there was not one night Shane Gillis felt comfortable going on stage. He had to follow Dave every time.
Really?
And then the last night, Shane went and did Rogan, and I followed Dave. Motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah. I had to take off two shirts. It was fucking... Dude, he is the great... And he would get standing ovations when he got on stage, and he gets standing ovations when he left stage. When they said, ladies and gentlemen, Dave Attell... on their feet.
Really?
I think Jay, Shane, and Dave all got standing ovations every time they left. Standing ovations.
When they left.
But Dave would get it when they called his name. The place went crazy. People were texting me or DMing, you know, whatever. And they're like, I've never gotten to see Dave Attell before. He's blown away.
Yeah.
Blown away. Introduced to like, I mean, what do we move, like 30,000 tickets or something? Mm. Introduced fucking... the greatest. I'm telling you when I say this, every night I was blown away. I was blown away. And then we got next week coming up with Mark Norman. I think we've, you know, when this airs, it'll already be done. But it was fucking awesome, man. It was Dave Attell fucking for my money. Dustin Nickerson killed it. Aaron Weber killed it. Everyone killed it. We went to Notre Dame. We went to the Churchill Downs. We got IVs. We took yoga. I took batting practice with the fucking Red Wings.
How was that?
Dude.
Were you drunk at that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fucking hammered, and they got brought out batting gloves, and I fucking hit dingers. The one guy goes, I didn't know you were sandbagging us. You can legit play. I was like, fuck yeah. Dude, hit one hop off the fence, one hop with a wooden bat with no pace on the ball. Motherfucker. I'm done. After this, I'm fucking, I don't.
Retire.
I might retire.
Yeah. Let's go back to your initial lie. How did you lose weight? If you were drinking like a goddamn fish, like a psycho.
So smoothie bar.
What?
Smoothie bar.
You're having smoothies every day?
Dude, this tour is markedly different than our other tours. We have catering everywhere we go.
Yeah.
And so we got a smoothie bar. So every morning I'd go in and I have a smoothie.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, that filled me up. And then I wouldn't eat. I'd eat very light. And then, by the way, you start drinking and you just forget to eat.
And then
next you know, it's like showtime. I can't eat after 7 or I throw up in my throat while I sleep.
Yeah.
And so I just didn't eat. I didn't eat. I fucking,
very
my
sustainable.
Pants were so skinny on me.
Yeah.
I look awesome right now. I worked out. I worked out every day. I fucking jacked, bro. Wow. Jacked.
You look jacked.
Dude. We did yoga one day. I worked out in the right field. I ran laps around the field. It's fucking awesome, dude.
That's awesome.
I had so much fun. All anyone said to me, the only thing other people said was, next year, can you do it with Tom? And I was like, oh, I don't know. I was like, maybe we'll do Europe. Why don't we do a tour together? Do Europe together.
That could be fun.
It'd be fun as shit.
I did Colbert and I got him to put on the jacket that Netflix bought me that I didn't wear in the special. So that was that was great. And the best is
what did he say to you when you came out? You don't look like a fat piece of shit.
They cut it.
They did?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So we talked for over 20 minutes, which is a long time for panel.
Yeah.
Because you know they're gonna cut it down.
Oh, so, wow. He does like a 20-minute interview and then they just...
They told me, they're like, he's enjoying himself. So he's... And I was like, okay. So when I sat down, he goes, first of all, he goes, look at this card. It was like his interview. He goes, doesn't say any questions or anything. I was like, yeah. He goes, so let me just congratulate you. I go, thanks. He goes, on not being a fat piece of shit. And I was like, what? And he's like, what? He goes, you look healthy. And I was like, yeah, you know, I've been eating pretty clean and working out a lot. He goes, funny how that works, isn't it?
Wait, so he's like legit funny.
Oh, so funny. So funny. And I'm laughing so hard. And then I'm like, I go, if he said that, I go, I feel like it's open.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I was like, yeah, you know, I go, I've just been focusing on, you know, he's like, on what? I go, on not being a fat piece of shit. And so then I'm saying it, and I figure they're just going to bleep it and stuff. They cut it all out.
Oh, really? You
know? Yeah, they cut it all out. Then we talked about the hierarchy of Latin American countries. And I
what?
Was, and then I'm telling him, I'm like, I go, this is definitely not airing.
Wait, shut the
and
fuck
goes,
up.
And he goes, no. I go, you won't have a show if this airs. I was like telling him, I was like, you know, like the
Wait, what is the hierarchy? It goes Argentina.
Well, I go, Argentines. I go, because they killed all the indigenous people. And he was like, mm-hmm.
They did?
And yeah, it's like a white country. So
for real?
Yeah, yeah. There's basically like, you know, like just like a couple. It's like Beverly Hills. You're like, there's a couple of brown people over there. But it's like everybody else.
Like the Beverly Hills of South America.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplished something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
And then I was like, you know.
So wait,
like,
where's Brazil land on this?
In the hierarchy? Well, here's the thing. They're massive. And like, it's a massive population. They do actually have a big economy compared to the rest of Latin America.
Yeah.
So you would have to put them, for sure, close to the top. But I think that, you know, I don't know, it's almost like because they speak Portuguese, you almost like separate them as their own thing. Like, they're like, when we talk about like Texas in America, you're like, Texas is just Texas.
Yeah, or Florida.
Yeah, they're like, it's its own thing.
Okay.
So I'm more like talking about the Spanish-speaking countries. But then I kind of ran through it, and then I was like, yeah, and then Central America, I was like, he's like, where do they fall? I was like, fucking down.
Wait, and then, so you did like a fun fucking interview with
him. I did a fun interview, but I was like, this is so racist. I was like, this will never air. And then he was like, mm-mm. And then he goes, cut, cut, cut. Like,
real?
And then I was like,
is there an audience there?
He goes, who's the bottom? I was like, the Caribbean. Those countries are like our rednecks. We don't even fucking respect them.
Sweet. Is there an audience there?
Fucking full audience.
And they're,
yeah.
And they're crying laughing, or they're like,
kind of both. And then there's some Latin people. Then he's like talking the story about Uruguay. And he was like, I learned this phrase. And it was like, basically somebody had lied to him about like to say something insulting. And somebody in the audience goes like, hey. It was so fun. It was so fun. But I also knew, wait. I knew that stuff would get cut out. I didn't think, you know, he pared way down. But then I got him, here's the thing. I told him the whole Netflix jacket story. You remember that, where they bought me this leather jacket.
Yeah.
And then I had it dyed so that it would be the color I needed. It was like this whole thing. And the jacket was $5,000. I mean, it's so much money. And they were like, do you really need to start wearing shirts? I was like, do you need this jacket? And I was like, yes, it's fucking awesome. And then like a week before I shot, I was like, I don't want to wear it. And they were like, why? I'm like, because I don't want to wear a leather jacket. It feels like a leather, you know, like I'm going to be like, hey, the fuck, I'm the leather guy. Like, yeah. I just felt silly. They're like, what are you going to wear? I was like, I have another jacket. I'll just wear that. And they're like, what about the one we got you for $5,000?
Oh my God.
But then I go, I've never worn it. He's like, really? And he goes, can I try it on? I go, yeah. So I pull it out. He puts it on and then he puts his hands in the pockets and he pulls out like a mask and chapstick. He goes, do you just lie all the time?
There's a mask and chapstick in it.
I was like, I think I wore it once.
I've never worn it.
Yeah.
It's a ballet ticket.
Yeah.
So Colbert is fun. That's awesome.
Oh,
man.
He's so fun. I mean, you know, he came from improv. So
I don't really know. I don't know.
But don't you remember like Strangers with Candy?
What?
Strangers with Candy.
He was like, on that?
Yeah. Like with Sedaris.
I thought he did. Didn't he do? He did like the Daily Show, right?
And then he was like that character, right? He was like.
Did he do a character on the Daily Show?
Yeah. He was like super right wing.
Yeah.
Character. And then that was such a hit that they gave him Colbert Report, which he played that character.
Like Bill O'Reilly. Kind
yeah, of. Yeah. He was like basic. It's like satire. But then, and then, you know, he just, that was a hit. And then when it came up, when Letterman retired, he got, you know, that show.
Wow. He's really Catholic.
He's very Catholic, like really into family. And
I'm going to start leaning into my Catholicism. I went to Notre Dame and I went to a church. I haven't been to a church in a while.
It's a cool campus to tour.
Yeah.
I toured it a little while ago. It was fucking so, they took us to the indoor practice facility and we caught balls from one of the quarterbacks and you're like, oh my God. Like him just casually zipping the ball to you. You're like, this feels like a machine just shot it. And you could be like, hey, you see that trash can 50 yards away?
Yeah.
Can you hit that? And he was like, and just into the trash can.
Really?
Yeah.
The offensive line came to our show. They're all good friends with Shane. Shane's like obsessed with that at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So they come to the show and we go to take a picture with our shirts off. Mm-hmm. And so we all get a picture. And then I make a joke. I go, hey, yeah, you guys are big. I bet I feel like you guys, if you guys wanted to have sex with me, I couldn't stop you. And then I go, hey, Georgia, why don't you come over here and get a picture? She's like, the fuck are you doing, Dad? And she didn't want to get a picture with them. But yeah. They're all like her age, roughly. They're just a little older.
Yeah.
And then she got a picture with all of them. And then you saw her like send it to her friends. She's like, oh, my God, look what my dad made me do last night. And I was like,
these guys could totally take advantage of me if they wanted to.
they're like, because they go to Notre Dame, they're really smart offensive linemen.
Yeah, sure.
So like one guy's like, I'm going to be a doctor. And you're like,
yeah, that's why they'll never
big fucking gorilla hands.
They'll never win the national championship because you have to be too smart to go there. So like the best they can do is like get close.
We said, well, how hard is it to get into Notre Dame? And they said our average ACT is 35. And I went, well, that doesn't seem that high. And they're like, the ACT only goes to 36. And we're like, oh,
yeah. They don't have like they don't do. You don't have to go to class or like, let me talk to that's not a thing there.
I think I'm going to start like, I made me really bummed out that I don't follow enough college football.
It's so fun.
It's so fun. And there's such tradition to it.
Yeah.
I mean, Shane got like, the only reason I got Shane on this tour is because I told him that we were going to go to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
It's the only reason. He was like, then I'm in.
Yeah.
Like he really is obsessed with it. And he knew like, some guy came in.
That's his squad, right?
Oh, his grandfather went there. His dad went there. Like everyone, And he's obsessed with Notre Dame.
It's fuck. I mean, I get my uncle went there. My cousin went there. They are
for real.
Yes, and they're my uncle, who's now 80, doesn't watch the games live. He records them and then only watches if they win, because he gets too emotional. Like, he gets too angry.
Oh my god!
And then his cat, like, the way he kills time is he just goes on YouTube and watches past Notre Dame games. Yeah,
I wish I had something like. I'm that obsessed with. Comedy is my thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, that was the funnest part of this tour, is just getting to watch great comics work.
Yeah, that is
like from top to bottom. Everyone murdered. Dave Williamson is hosting. We're going to have Big J host, and then Big J missed his first flight. And so Dave went out and hosted. Dave's fucking murdering. Everyone's. But like, I wish I had that. I'm going to try to do it with Florida State this year.
What?
I'm going to try to like get really into the season. Because I did it when I was there. When I was like Shane knows assistant coaches' names.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun. I mean, if you're an FSU fan, it's kind of a fun like time to get back in, because you'll be getting back in when things are not, they're not at the, I don't think at the worst anymore.
Yeah.
But they're not great. So you'll be able to like get behind, like hopefully the rebuild is going in the right direction.
Yeah.
And you're going to, and there'll be, it won't be like, oh, we're going to massacre people at all. But it will be a build. And if you stick with it for a couple of years, maybe you'll see, like, be part of an upswing, which will be fun.
When I was at Florida State, I think it was probably during COVID times or something. I don't know what it was, but they asked me if I wanted to go and tour the facilities. And I was like, eh, not that I was like, eh, but I was like, it didn't happen. I just didn't follow through.
Yeah.
Now that I've toured facilities, I really regret not going through. I would love
to do that there.
Because Notre Dame was so cool. Like,
yeah.
It was just cool. Like,
I've toured a number of them.
You do that. Man, I do the road wrong. Like, I do. I just am about.
Did you show up hammered for the tour?
I think maybe.
Yeah.
I was like. Every morning I'd be like, I'm not drinking.
I would love to do some of the other powerhouse like school tour. Like, I would love to tour FSU. I would love to tour Alabama, Clemson.
Yeah.
I'd love to tour LSU. I just think it would be like, just like those big premier program places. I mean, I think the Bama one too would probably be mind blowing, because I've just heard about what they put into the program there, that it probably rivals, like, you know, an NFL type of atmosphere.
Those kids, now they make legit fucking money too, because they can do, it's whatever it is. Some of the offensive linemen were like, hey man, why don't you guys sign me to Two Bears Sports Management? And I was like, oh yeah, I guess whatever happened to that?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, yeah, yeah. I was like, we have one athlete. I don't know how he's doing. We're not the best.
We don't really follow through. Come sign with us.
Yeah. Take a look at our roster. But it's, I don't know. I it was so fun. Like, and then I go there and I buy all Notre Dame shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I bought Georgia and her friend Daisy. I brought them like hats and stuff. And I brought, it was like, it was, I need to do more of that.
It's fun, man. It is. I mean, look, if it's fun, if you enjoy that sport, I mean, I know you like baseball a lot. If you, you know, I'm sure you could hit up baseball teams for the same type of experience.
Dude, I connected when they were like, do you want to take some batting practice? It's like midnight. Yeah. I'm hammered. And I'm like, yeah, I could have taken batting practice all night long. Like, it hit back to a part of me when I was a kid, when I was like, when my dad's like, all right, we got to get going. I go, one more bag of balls, Dad. Like, that mentality was so fucking,
it's something comes. I actually said the same thing when I was in Sacramento. I went to Mark Bell's gym, and we're working out, and then he was like, here, put this thing around your waist, and it's pulling a sled, like, you know. And it took me immediately to like football training, and we're doing that for like 45 minutes. I mean, I thought I was gonna fucking pass out, but it was just like, I don't know, there is that nostalgia thing in your brain that like makes it real right away.
When working out's fun.
Yeah. And because
like fun. I've been really enjoying lifting weights, because I'm back to my pre-injury strength.
Yeah.
And it's fun as fucking shit.
I mean, you're fucking jacked, dude.
I am in such great shape. I am.
What do you weigh right now?
Below 250. Below 250.
All right.
I was 250 when I left for the tour,
yeah.
And I've lost weight. I've lost weight on the tour. I know I did.
How do you know you did?
I want a beer.
Okay.
Do we have beer in there, Nadav?
I don't know. So I'll go check.
I'm below 250. I bet.
When you say, I know I did, you mean you feel like you did?
No, I know I did. I know I did.
You saw it.
No. I mean, just like, so I have this belt. I have a belt that I bought at this really great store. I forget the name of the store.
This is the one where you're like, you know, when you're 253 or something, you're like, I'm 253 because I know this is the loop for this belt.
Yeah. Well, it's like this belt I bought and it was, and at 253, it was tight. Like that's when I gained weight, I couldn't sit with the belt on. Mm-hmm. And so I'd have to take the belt off. The last night there, my pants were sliding off me and the belt, I needed to put new holes in the belt. I went, okay, I lost weight.
So you're down like 10 pounds then.
I'm down. Yeah, probably. No. Yeah, probably. Oh, we do have beer as well. There goes my workout today. You know what? Yeah.
Smart.
Good call. This beer's been here for what, 9 months?
Probably a while.
Look at that.
Wow. Do you love that part?
Yeah. I'll have a couple beers and then I'll just work my way into something.
Yeah.
Maybe lift some weights today.
It's a good plan.
I'm having anxiety, so if this will fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This won't double it down. That I wake up tomorrow and screaming anxiety as I go to the airport. Dude, taking everyone on a private jet was a fucking blast.
It's a fun thing.
Yeah.
Right?
It was like to watch everyone be like, you know?
Yeah.
This is fucking nice. Big J goes, every time I get on one of these, I don't feel like I belong on it. And I go, none of us do.
Yeah. Yeah.
None of us do.
Yeah. You must have taken a big one, right?
Yeah. We took had a flight attendant and everything.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Can I tell you, I'm so jealous you did an episode with Ron White.
He was fucking awesome.
It was such a great episode.
You watched it?
Yeah. I listened to it today in the sauna.
Yeah.
He is so fucking good.
So good.
I can't date a girl I can't kill.
Yeah.
That was such a great bit. I was like, oh. Yeah.
He had so many like epic lines in that thing. It was awesome. We could have kept going forever on that
yeah.
one.
Oh, yeah. And I was a little upset like at the chicanery that goes on. Whenever I want to smoke a cigar, you're like, no. And then Ron's like, can we smoke in here? And you're like, you literally, Nadav, can we be, take, fuck it. Tom's like, I don't know. Can we? Like asking around. I'm like, what fucking cuck are we watching on TV today? And you're like, Nadav, are we allowed to smoke in here? And Nadav's like, Yeah, she fell, Tom. Like,
But that's how it is, though, right? Like, guys, like, you know, older than you, he's a legend. He's like, this would make me feel happier. I was like, okay.
Are you still smoking?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
I mean, I enjoy it. Cigars.
I had a cigar last night. I got to stop talking.
I saw you. I think I didn't see you without a cigar in any photo.
We had our green room was outdoors. So I was like, I'm going to fucking smoke a cigar before I go on stage.
Yeah.
Dave and Jay are smoking cigarettes.
How long were you have to do sets?
Everyone did 20 and I did 45.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, I mean, I guess I can share it now because it's already happened, but then we close on the national anthem.
Oh my God.
We all sing the national anthem and then fireworks go off behind us. So great. I had to go to people and go, are you comfortable singing the national anthem? They're like, huh? I was like, I have a bit where Tom sucks my cock.
Yeah.
And then he sings the national anthem.
I suck your cock?
Yeah.
This is the bit?
It's hard. I don't know. I don't think I'll be able to use it on the... It's a good closer. It's a good closer. So...
Why do I suck it?
I don't know, man. You just... In the bit, you're just good at it. It gets such a pop.
I bet.
When I bring your name. If you guys, oh man, I fucking.
The best was that I was sent pictures of you And you're like, you look like you have quintuplets inside of you. And then somebody's like, this guy's calling you fat on stage.
This guy's calling you fat on stage.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, motherfucker. I can't wait to get off the road and get some fucking help. I need this tour to wrap up, and then I'm going to focus. I'm going to get so jacked for my special.
Yeah.
It's going to be distracting. My shoulders, it's already distracting. Like, if you look at me, you go, my shoulders are fucking perfect. I mean, perfect. When I do this, it's all muscle. I mean, I'm fucking so jacked right now, Tom.
Yeah. That's the thing I hear the most about you.
Oh,
fucking A.
I got it all, Tom.
Yeah.
I got it all. A beautiful body.
Yeah.
I'm in love. With Leanne.
Oh.
My relationship with my kids is working out.
Good.
Yeah. I got it all, buddy. I got it all.
Yeah. I mean, where do you go from here?
Dead.
Yeah.
This is when you die. It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be. It's perfect.
It's really worked out.
I got two beautiful dogs.
I thought you were going to say daughters.
No, I got two beautiful daughters also.
But lead with the dogs.
My dogs are gorgeous. Yes. My dogs are gorgeous.
Yes.
Gorgeous dogs. Uh-huh. Yeah, I got it all.
Yeah.
I got nothing to complain about. I got no complaints in life.
That's awesome.
It's crazy. I need to do something good. I saw you'd give like some money to the children's hospital or something.
Yeah. Yes.
What was that? You like put on you looked like a cop.
I did not look like a cop.
You look like an undercover cop. A guy that has worked his way up the force and solves mysteries now. And like
what?
Comes into the office, pull up the picture of Tom giving his money away.
Was not a cop look.
Comedian Tom Segura's. Look at you.
How is that a cop?
You look like a lieutenant. Is that you with the mask on?
Yeah, they made me wear
it. They made me wear
it. It was a children's hospital.
You gave fucking 10 grand and they can't show your fucking pearly whites?
40 grand.
40 fucking grand?
Yeah.
Look at that. That's fucking ridiculous. Show the face.
They don't let you because it's a children's hospital.
Oh, that does make sense.
So they had the masks.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Here's 40 grand. Everyone's got COVID. Good luck, kids. No,
the masks were before COVID.
Why do you do this?
Why do I do what?
You do this a lot.
Because I just felt like,
Children's Hospital though. That's your thing.
Yeah. Cause I found out. So like when I started to do well, I was like, oh, you know, you have bear some responsibility to, you know, I wanted to do something charitable. And that's the thing. I was like, oh, there's like a million charities. Right. And then the first thing that happens is you look up,
there's some horseshit ones too.
Well, that's the thing is you look up some of the big names. I won't say them, but some of the names of like well-known things. And the first thing you see is there'll be like an article like, you know, this was they siphoned money.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh shit. So then there's a thing called Charity Navigator. So it's a site that basically rates and ranks charities.
Oh no. Oh, that stinks. No, I want it to be better. Oh. I want you to tell your interests, things you like. I want an app where I tell about myself.
Yeah.
And then it goes, oh, you should be giving the .. Well,
yeah, but
that would be fun, right?
Yeah, that would be fun. But I
you're like single mothers, battered women.
How would that be an interest of yours?
No, like you just tell like or if it took your like all your, you know how like sometimes you'll see pop-up ads based on what you've Googled?
Yeah.
If it was like, hey man, we know your footprint, your digital footprint.
Yeah.
Battered women. Single mothers, battered women, homeless women.
Put your money there.
Yeah.
No, I just found that it's called Starlight Children's Foundation, but here's what's awesome. So their whole thing is they try to make the stays for sick kids and their families easier and like a better, like, you know, if you're the kid, obviously you're sick, you're in the hospital.
Yeah.
If you're that family.
I don't know if I can have this conversation.
They're underinsured or not insured, so they can't afford things. And the kid is like, you know, it's miserable to be there. What they do is they try to just make it more fun for a kid. So they'll get like VR headsets. They'll find gown. They'll partner with a company. Instead of giving like a hospital gown, it'll be a gown of like a sports team or like a Marvel character, so that the kid is like, oh, you know, look what I got. You know, it's like a superhero instead of just like a gray gown. Things like that. And they just try to make the whole experience better. So when I read that, I was like, this is a good one to get behind. That's why I found them.
Okay. So then I got to find a fucking charity now.
You can go to them too.
I just had an overwhelming sense of clarity of like how lucky I am.
Yeah.
Versus how someone's like some kids having the fucking, all right, let's find a charity for me.
Then I played video games.
Well, you hung out and everything?
I played video games with two kids in the hospital.
You?
Yeah.
Talk to people and stuff? Like, what do you do? You're the hardest person to talk to in the fucking world.
What are you talking about?
You're like, hey, Johnny.
What do you mean I'm the hardest person to talk to?
You're like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is my Starbucks here? Okay. Like, you're not.
That's your impression of me?
I don't, like, you know for a fact, they probably have to make me leave, right? Because I'm over the top on everything.
I stayed for hours.
For real?
Hours.
Jesus.
Yeah. I played video games. Played a video game with a quadriplegic kid who they have. He can move his chair with his chin.
Jesus.
He can move the chair with, he goes like this and it moves the chair like that. And he's starting to regain some control in one of his hands. So they give him like a pad so he can, and he does like this with his hand.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And he talks shit to me the entire time.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I like this kid.
Yeah. And I was cool with it for like a minute. And then I was like, I'll rip your fucking ass apart, dude. So, yeah.
So did you do this in Austin?
I did, yeah. They ordered, they didn't order. I found out, I was like, he's like, I was playing with him and an 11-year-old girl. I was like, what do you guys like? And they're like, we're like Chicken McNuggets. And I was like, oh, yeah? So I had McNuggets delivered, like a DoorDash or whatever it is. And then I didn't let them know. And then there was another girl. I was like, I didn't let them know, but I was like, on my way out, I was like, those nuggets will be here soon. And I go, I didn't go, you know, cheap. I go fucking big. So I got you a 20 piece and I got you a 20 piece. And then I turned to that kid and I go, I got you one nugget. And he was like, are you serious? And I was like, yeah. I go, you talk shit to me, you get one fucking nugget. Yeah.
Did you get him one?
No.
You fucking Scrooge.
Yeah.
You're like, eh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you did, but you used to give the Children's Hospital in LA too.
Yeah, I did it there too.
Did your dad do that? Something like that too?
He did a lot of volunteer work and he did like fundraising campaigns for like, he did it for United Way. He was involved with the hospital board.
Is your dad's name Tom also?
Yeah, Thomas. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw an article one time about your dad and I thought it was you.
Oh, no. He did a lot of like philanthropic things.
My dad doesn't. I wonder if my dad gives to charity.
I also give to World Central Kitchen. They're fucking awesome, too.
What's that?
That's Jose Andres's company that, like, they go wherever there's
a disaster. How do I know Jose Andres?
He's a world-famous chef.
Yeah.
That company's amazing. So, like, right now they're in the Ukraine and, like, right on the border feeding refugees. But whenever there's a hurricane, a tornado, any natural disaster, they actually go to that place.
So do you get up and like, I think we live very different lives.
Nope.
Do you like,
I mean,
get up,
I'm sober right now.
Do you get up and go like, I'm going to like put on a collared shirt and sit in my office and go, I'm going to do some stuff today. I don't even know how this would come across this wouldn't even come across me. Like I never think about, like, going like, I know Leanne gives, we give money and stuff to things, but
to
like
things,
yeah, but I don't even know what it is. Like, yeah. Leanne does it, but I don't think about, I think about me a lot. I don't think about like when you say that about that, the families and the kids, I go, fuck man, how come I didn't think about that?
That just didn't come across your, but you know about it now.
Yeah, but I know, but I'll probably forget.
Yeah, after this one, maybe. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Let's do some good today.
Okay.
Let's do some good. How can I raise money to give to somebody?
Oh, easy.
What?
Call your business manager and just tell him to write a check.
Should I call my business manager?
I mean, you have a fucking, like a 2 week.
Okay, this is how it works.
Comedy festival with your name on it. Just write a check.
Yeah, I guess I could. Just write a check. Seems a little like impersonal, yeah. Just to be like, hey, here's 40 grand.
No, they're happy with it. Believe me. Yeah.
To give the same. I should find someone.
No, you know what you should do? You should hit them up and give 41,000. Yeah.
Is it bad if I just, and then I gotta go play video games and stuff?
No. They gave me an award. So that
you can get an award doing this?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm fucking much. I'm going to fucking love that. What did they give you, like nice guy of the year or something?
That was the thing I was holding, you know.
And so like, wait, you, okay. So you call them up. How does it work? Do you just go, hey, you call the front desk and they're like,
dude, I think they might hang up if you're doing this.
Hey, I got 40 grand I want to give you.
Can
you line up an award for me?
No.
I mean, they don't give you, like, what's the price point on this award? Because I want an award. If I give, like, 80 grand, do I get, like, a fucking statue in my name?
Probably. No, I had no idea.
It wasn't. On a knee stroking a child's head.
I just.
Like a bronze statue when you walk in. You're like, who's that guy? You're like, that's Burt Kreischer.
He's so,
stroking a child's head.
Yeah. Like, he's so generous.
So you called up. You go, hey.
No, I didn't call up anybody.
They called you.
Yes.
And they're. Wow.
Yeah.
They called you and they're like, yo, Tom.
Yeah.
Do you want to give us some money?
No. I just donated.
Hold on. Start it from the beginning.
Okay.
Some lady named Sharon calls you up.
No. Let me start from the beginning.
Okay.
The beginning is me just saying, I want to donate to this organization.
Okay. All right. So we'll start. Okay. I'm Burt Kreischer. I want to donate to an organization. Keep going.
Okay. Then I sent in the donation.
Oh.
Right?
Like in one check?
I think a couple checks. Like I did like 1 month, I gave like 10 grand. The next month, I gave.
Oh, okay. You can do it in installments.
Well, it's just, no, it wasn't like, I wasn't trying to get to a number.
It's like when you would rent a couch in college.
I wasn't trying to get to a number. I was just like doing, like this month, I'm like, I'm just sending this in. And then I did it again, and then I did it again.
Okay.
And then out of nowhere, I get a message. They go,
all right,
want to recognize your charitable
I'm giving. Just being very clear.
Yeah.
I'm doing one lump sum and I want the award. I'm not going to do installments. One lump sum and an award bigger than his.
You want it to the same organization?
Yep. And an article. I need an article written about me and I need, no. I want to do something different, right?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just
asking. I don't want to go to drive fly to Austin and play fucking video games. I want to stay home and play video games.
You can do it here in LA.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a hospital here,
I'll do
too.
It in Tampa.
Okay.
Yeah, Tampa. That way, like.
You just said, like, way, no. I want to go to Austin. Now you want to go fucking another 1,500
miles. Yeah, but it's, look, here's the deal about giving money. No one does it. You only do it to feel good about yourself, right? Like, it's a reward for yourself. No one gives money when it hurts. No one's like, I'm donating all my money and now I can't live. Like, right?
Well, no. Yeah.
It's like a thing you do so you feel good. So you want the payoff, right?
Well, I mean, I didn't think they would be being like, would you please come and we'll give you, no, I didn't donate knowing that even existed.
Well, now that we know it exists.
Yeah.
Tampa, I want an award.
Okay.
Hit me up, someone in Tampa, right?
Right.
And then, you said
lump sum. Is there an amount you're definitely donating?
No. This is dangerous as fuck right now.
What's dangerous?
Okay, let's do this.
Wait. Why can't you just say I'll donate this amount?
Because I don't know. I don't know how much money I have. I don't know.
Whoa. You know you could be like, I'll donate 50 grand to this.
I don't have 50 grand.
What are you talking about?
I don't have 50 grand sitting around.
What are you talking about?
Dude.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't have like, I can't just go like 50 grand.
Yes, you can.
Hold on. Let me call Leanne. You know what she's going to do? Stop fucking talking. We already give fucking money. The fuck is you doing, fool? You going to give away daddy's farm? She doesn't like the way I do an impression of her.
You told me that. Why?
because I make her sound like a fucking inbred redneck. Ham haw, ham haw, ham bone. Do you get money back when you donate money? Do you get like a kickback or something?
No. You get a tax write-off.
Oh, you do?
Well, yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
So whatever I pay in taxes, I just give to charity?
You could.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Why didn't everyone do that?
Call your business manager.
Why didn't everyone do that?
That's a good question. Call your business manager.
So if I called my Polar Plunge guy drunk last night.
No, don't call him.
Hey, Bert.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, do we give money to charity?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Never mind. This is a bad question.
Wait, who is it?
Leo.
Leo. Can I say hi?
Hey, Leo, hang on. Tom wants to say hi to you.
Hey, Leo. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So I'm you're on the podcast right now, just so you know, okay?
And we can edit this out if it doesn't go well.
Yeah. We, like Bert said, we can edit this out. So we're talking about charitable giving.
Yes.
So I have a couple questions for you. Mm-hmm. Number one, if somebody owes, let's say, well, just for the sake of this conversation, let's say they owe $100,000 in taxes, right?
Okay.
If they were to donate X amount, $50,000, that applies towards, like, that's a tax write-off. Is that correct?
It's not dollar for dollar.
It's not dollar for dollar.
Right, but it'll reduce your taxable income.
It'll reduce, so okay.
So if you're paying $100,000 on however much you owe in taxes, you reduce that taxable amount by the amount you pay in charitable donations.
Okay.
And it'll reduce down the amount that you then owe in taxes.
Okay.
So it's not dollar for dollar.
And first, I'll find out if I'm already in the red.
Okay. this is the next thing. So I gave it to this organization, Starlight Children's Foundation.
And they gave him an award,
and,
Leo.
And they gave me an award.
He did it for the award.
And then Bert is now, he's very upset that he wants to be recognized and he wants an award. So I said, why don't you just pledge an amount of money, like just say right now. And he goes, well, I don't know how much money I have. I go, well, yeah, but you could say, hey, I'll give $50,000 to some organization. He goes, I don't have that kind of money sitting around. And I go, shut the fuck up.
Listen, I can't confirm or deny.
Right.
But I do know that Bert, he may remember that he has a charitable foundation.
You should see his face.
I do.
Do you? What's he does?
What's it called?
Yeah. Kreischer Family Foundation.
For real?
And so, wait, he can donate to that and then that donates to other charities? Is that the way that
Correct.
Works?
He has money in that foundation, and he can add to it whenever he wants to.
And okay. Do I give awards to people?
I mean, it wouldn't be official in any way whatsoever, but you can make up whatever award you want.
Now, Leah, let's go out on a, I mean, I know this is going to be real tough and you have to protect your client, but if he were to like really buckle down, maybe sell some things, he could probably scrap together $50,000, right?
It may be tough, Bert. We can talk offline about that, but he may be able to.
Okay.
It depends what it's for, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, like he's got bone marrow, blood, semen, he could sell some shit. And...
Sure.
Okay, good.
Race
good.
Cars may be included in that.
Oh, wow. I forgot I spent $100,000 for a race car.
All right. Great. Hey, Leo, I'll pass you back to your client. Great speaking with you. Here you go. Here you go.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Sounds good.
All right. Bye. Yeah, so I got a foundation, dude.
I can tell you're really active with it.
I think it's Leanne does everything. Dude, I don't have the brain that everyone else has. Like when I watch like that, so that article of you donating money, it came across my actual newsfeed, like in my newsfeed.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, the fuck, man. Like you, I don't even have a blazer. Like you have a blazer. I don't even have a blazer. Like I'm looking at you going like, it makes me feel like a child. Cause I go, how did he even know who to give money? Like what? Like your dad must have sat you down and said, "Hey, buddy, this is how the world works, right?"
No,
you get to a certain place, you gotta give. Like,
no, but it was implied. I mean, it was more like by example. Like he was just like, "Once you're, you know, you have a responsibility to do things like that." But he wasn't like, "You need to do that."
So, do you think I have to give it in the state I live in?
No, dude, no.
I'll throw some money in Tampa. That way, like some chick wanted to hook up with me when, like, one time there's a nurse or something. Uh-huh. And she'll be in the foundation or she'll be in the hospital and they'll be like, yo, Bert's coming through. He's getting an award. She'll be like, shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. I'll just roll deep. I'll be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember you.
You should have grabbed the brass ring when you had a shot.
Yeah.
But you didn't. You fucked up. I'm playing video games with kids.
This is how your brain works?
Yeah, isn't it crazy?
Yeah,
it is. I'm so selfish. Like, not selfish, but like, I'm so, you know, this is why that tour was, I love alcohol.
This is good montage stuff.
Just this is why that
make
tour
a note.
Was good for us, uh-huh. for me and George. Because, look at it, it's so beautiful. Uh-huh. I have a meeting today.
What's your meeting?
I don't know. I'm leaning into being the, like after watching Ron White, I was like, yeah, he's like, see, Ron White's like a grown up.
Totally.
Yeah. Like, he talks about money and stuff.
I actually
sat with your agent and he asked me how much money I was making.
Yeah.
And I do not know. I do not know what I made this year.
But you could find out in a quick call.
I could find out. I just have no fucking idea.
But that's not that bad. You know how much you're working. I mean,
here's the thing is I know that I'm putting money away. Like, I know that I'm stashing cash. That's the way my brain works.
That's great.
And then I go, don't focus on the money. Just focus on the work and let everyone else worry about the money.
But you should, by the way, I think that's a really good philosophy.
Yeah.
You should also know. You should make that call and be like,
when you knew how much money you were making, I went, no. And then you knew how much money I was making. And I was like, I have no idea. I have no fucking clue. Like, you guys, and so like, I don't, but here's the thing is I think I really wonder if I thought about other people more, if I'd have less anxiety.
That's a really insightful thought on your part.
Because but this conversation started with me saying how great my life was.
Yeah.
And you are in the same position. You're number one bestseller. Your boys are healthy.
They're beautiful boys.
You're in love with your wife. Right. You have fucking two of the top 10 podcasts in the country. Like, you're killing it, right? You probably have the number one comedy tour in the country, without a doubt, I'd say right now. But you're thinking of other people instead of yourself. You're thinking like, there's someone that's got it bad. I got it so good. Let me help them have it better. And I'm just thinking about me. Like, I'm just going like, honestly, I'm wondering how many more beers are left in the fridge. Like, that's where my brain is right now.
Yeah, but you're also self-aware enough to make this observation. So you're not as...
I give money all the time. What am I talking about? I get drunk and go on GoFundMes. I've given out. Man, I got one night I got fucking wasted and gave out like $13,000 on GoFundMes.
Jesus.
Yeah. And Leanne's like, I just think someone stole her credit card. And I was like, oh, no, that was me. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting on this woman. She's pregnant with a kid. I invested in her in vitro. And then I got in trouble because everyone was like, dude, you gave money to someone who's just trying to get pregnant? I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck it. Right?
Yeah.
I think I might have left a message saying, I'm leaving the most amount of money. You better name this kid. You ever get the emails on the GoFundMes?
Yeah.
I love those emails where you catch up with them and see what they're doing now.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think you're actually self-aware enough to know that you're not as like bad as you're painting yourself to be right now.
Yeah, I'm not.
No.
I really think about me a lot.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you're wrapped up in yourself. But I think
about me all the time.
Yeah, but then you also realize most people do as well. You're not like alone in that.
I remember Barry Katz one time told me I had a bad set for a showcase. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey man, I need to get up in front of those people again. And he goes, I think you're overestimating how much people think about you. I was like, what? And he was like, who have you been thinking about today? And I said, me. And he goes, that's what most people do. They think about themselves.
Right. He's right.
Like, do you think priests... Like, I wonder if I could give my... I wonder what. Let's do a massive overhaul when I get off this tour.
Of yourself?
Yeah.
Why don't you go to like a
rehab?
Yeah, but like, but I mean like a cleansing type of.
There's this place in Malibu I've been looking at.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, and you go up. I'm definitely taking Xanax, but you go up. I'm not gonna go fucking sober. Like, here's the deal. I want to just go. Like, I want to be like. I want to go to a rehab where they do like. Weed and white wine.
I think that's a different place, but yeah. You want to go to like a wellness retreat. Let's not call it rehab.
Yeah, right. I want to go to wellness retreat. I'm not just going to fucking rehab. I'm like, dude, no. Are you watching the shit Bam Margera is going through?
No.
Huh. It's like he's escaped from rehab and then they caught him. And like, I don't want that shit. If I'm paying for it, the fun part.
I mean, you see that guy get shot? You did see that in the neck? Isn't that crazy?
It squirts.
It squirts so much. And then he collapses. And then
you see his leg is the first thing that goes on him. And he's like,
yeah.
He got shot in the fucking neck.
Yeah. Point blank range.
It's amazing how far the body could go without knowing it was about to be dead.
Yeah. He was the one who was trying to rob the place too. Yeah.
It's crazy that you can just walk into a Walmart and just grab all the shelf thing and walk out and they don't stop you anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's because fucking everybody's scared of someone pulling a piece on them. Are you strapped?
I just bought an AK-47.
That wasn't what I was at, but yeah, okay.
I got to pick that up today.
You got to pick it up today?
Yeah.
Why'd you get an AK-47?
I was drunk. I wasn't thinking.
This is just going to be above the mantle, or where are you going to put it?
I have no idea. I don't want it. I'm afraid to walk out of the store with it. Because it's an assault rifle.
Yeah, I know. I'm familiar with them.
I texted you when I bought it.
Yeah,
I bought weed that day. I bought like $1,000 for the weed. And I just drove by and I saw my gun store. I was like, oh shit, I haven't seen those guys in a while. So I walked in. And I was like, I kind of want to get a gun. They're like, we got you. And they sold it to me quick as fuck. Liam was in the car. It happened in like 5 minutes. And then
really,
yeah. And then I they were like, yeah, you know, it's waiting period. Thank God there's a waiting period.
Yeah.
By the way, this is probably not the conversation we should be talking about in America right now, is assault rifles and me buying one. I bet there's people that are like, whoa. I was a fan up until then, dude.
Well, for sure.
Yeah. How much are you looking forward to spending time with your family?
I'm excited because I've been on tour like crazy.
You've been on tour.
Like crazy.
You've been working like bird hours.
Really nuts. Really
nuts.
You get
sick every fucking week.
Well, no, I didn't for a while. I only got sick. I got sick once in January, and then I made it through like basically.
You were sick when you did the podcast with Ron White.
But I'm trying to tell you, like, so January I got sick. I made it through February and March, and I was like, man, this is like, we were talking about on tour. They're like, you're getting sick way less than on your last tour. Then I get in April, I get a brutal one. And I come here and I shoot that thing. Remember that I funded?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I can't believe I know nothing about that.
I know, I'll tell you. I was sick the entire time. I mean, I was sick for 16 days. I counted. And then I fucking get better. And then 4 weeks later, get sick again. And then when I'm coming out of that sickness, I got food poisoning from a restaurant that was fucking brutal.
Really?
Throwing up and
shit. What did you eat?
Dude, I'll tell you this. We went to a top tier restaurant,
mm-hmm.
which is you always go, that'll be like street food or something. One of the nicest restaurants in this city. I don't want to sell them out, but we go to a really nice restaurant, and it's why it had to be this. Everybody has different dishes. It's not quite tasting menu, but sort of that like smaller plates.
Yeah.
So they're like order like four from this menu. And I ordered two things that nobody else had. One of them was this salad that had asparagus, strawberries, and a lump crab. And I'm like, man.
How recent was this?
Pretty recently.
And here's the thing. Strawberries.
I thought it was the lump crab.
Nope, it's strawberries. It was strawberries.
Really?
Yeah, there was a huge fucking recall on strawberries.
Bro, I was.
Salmonella.
I was so violently ill.
Dude.
And here's the thing. I had another dish that nobody had, but the funny thing is when I talk about the salad, like when I was, we retell people, I'd feel nauseous talking about the salad. And I was like, it had to be that.
I guarantee you it was the strawberries.
Really?
It was the strawberries. There was a huge recall on strawberries. And I only know that because we drive by this place that sells fresh fruit every like usually, whenever I'm with the girls, you know, whatever. And they fresh fruit. So we go to the stand and I buy strawberries. And I had not had strawberries in forever. And I ate maybe a pound of strawberries. And Georgia comes in the next morning crying, laughing. And she goes, how long has it been since you had a strawberry? I go, I mean, I probably haven't had a strawberry in fucking 5 years. And she goes, you ate a lot yesterday, huh? I was like, yeah. And she goes, read this headline. And it was like, recall on strawberries. I go, are you fucking kidding me?
But did you get sick?
I didn't get sick.
So sick. I mean, dude, I haven't had food poisoning like that in, decades. And it was like, I was just, and it was the rare time. Because, you know, I've been touring, like, I go out Wednesday, and there's a show Wednesday, and then next city Thursday, and then Friday, yeah. And then Saturday, and Sunday. And I fly back and then do it all over. It was one of the rare times where I had an off day between shows. And that's the day I got sick. So we went home, like, we did our show, ate, go back to the hotel. I'm throwing up and shitting all night. And then we have to get on a bus to go to the next city, and we don't have a show that night. So thankfully, I was able to just rest for like 24 hours. But it was brutal, man.
Night I got food poisoning or alcohol poisoning, whatever I did to myself.
Alcohol poisoning.
Whatever. The night I was throwing up in front of my tour bus. By the way, no one's gotten that video. I'm so shocked.
Yeah.
That has fucked my voice up until this day.
I've heard. I heard you... Like, you actually don't sound that bad now, but when a day or two ago you were up posting a video, you sounded terrible.
I sounded so bad. The thing I was saying about Georgia is she got to see my life.
Yes.
And she got to see, number one, it's like I'm very taken care of. Like, you know, like, hey, can someone grab me a beer? That kind of shit.
Yeah.
Well, I do that when I go home, where I'm like, I need water. And everyone's like, go get yourself a fucking water.
Yeah.
And it really upsets my daughters.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'll be on the couch. I'll be like, hey, do me a favor. Go over there, grab it. Like, it's just like I'm on the bus.
Yeah.
Like, where I go, Peter, where's my Rogaine? And he'll be like, it's like, Peter keeps a Rogaine in his backpack for me to use. So for Georgia to see it was like, I understand why you're so broken. You have a lot of people that take care of you.
Yeah.
And so that was it. But it was fun. Is that she saw that I actually work. Like, she saw that my day starts and no one stops asking me questions until 3 a.m. is when the last time I get to. And she was like, she was literally kind of blown away. She's like, this is really hard. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, I think part of her was like, I can't believe you party like this and do it.
Yeah. I think that's most people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to do it. I would love to do it the way you do. Mike Cronin came out.
Yeah.
And
he's the best, dude.
He really is.
He's so fucking funny.
He came out when we did the Yum Center. He texted me. He was like, you're killing my ticket sales.
Yeah, yeah. He texted me the same thing.
And he came out and hung out with us. And he was like, oh, this is a fucking party. He was telling me about a story where it made me laugh so hard because I've been there, where you get invited. You got invited. I won't say the name of the place or anything, but... You got invited to a restaurant. They're like, we'd love to have you for dinner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They said we'd love to host you.
Host you.
And like, please come with your team. And we were like, all right.
It happens a lot when you're a comic. And it's awesome.
And
I'm going to tell you how it works, okay? The chef will say, I'm a huge fan. I'd love to have you for dinner. Immediately what you do, you go there and you say, all right, just send out whatever you want to send out. Tasting menu, whatever you're going to do. Then they do that. They bring out the bill. The bill says $0 charged, but you leave a nice tip. You leave like whatever you would have paid for the bill, you leave for a tip for the waiter. Tom goes, the restaurant gives him the check.
Here's the thing.
It was expensive as fucking shit.
I've only had that other experience. And let me tell you something. I tip fucking huge.
Oh,
okay?
Huge. Whatever we would have spent on dinner.
Yeah.
We give to the waiter.
I give them but the funny thing is, when they tell us we do this show, and then they're, you know, we find out, and they're like, oh, people, we tell people they're like, it's a great restaurant. We go there, they have a private room, which is like what they do a lot of times, and there's already things set out, like,
oh, yeah,
like appetizer trays, and we're like, wow, and we do that. What do you guys want to eat? And they bring the wine, and then at the end, they go, and here's the check. And I was like, Thank you.
By the way, just so we're clear, I didn't pick this restaurant.
Yeah, you said.
You said.
Come here, and we'd love to have you.
Awesome. Dude, thank you. We went, I think we were in Durham, North Carolina, and we went to a restaurant that they hosted us at. To this day, my mouth waters when I think about those.
Do you remember the name?
No, I don't even know if it was Durham. I feel like it was because, I don't know.
Yeah, I just was in that area and had an amazing meal too.
When are you going to Europe and Australia? Did you just go to Australia?
Australia is January.
Really?
Yeah.
Already sold out?
We've added a number of shows.
Can I tell you the bit I wanted to do?
Sure.
The bit. So you said to Ron, I love that episode with Ron White.
It's fucking awesome. Here's the thing. You know how you go like, I got the full Dave Attell experience on your tour. Like I was so giddy. I mean, you can see I'm giddy.
You are giddy.
And I had so much. He over-delivered the Ron White experience.
And it's so much so that I actually said, next time I go to Austin, I'm going to text Ron and see if I can go play golf with him.
I'm sure he would love that.
Oh, he would love playing
golf. He's sober. Isn't that crazy? The guy that you...
What I just said?
What?
I didn't mean to say it. I said, oh, he would love playing golf with me. Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with me? No, Ron White, that was such a great episode. So this is the bit I wanted to do. Because you go, I'm going to start the story, and if you don't want me to tell the rest, I'll edit it out. And I so badly, you're like, so I was talking to your old manager, and then I wanted Nadav so badly for you to clip it and then just tell the end of the story. And Tom goes, and then I held her underwater, and that's it. And like that was the bit. I was laughing so hard thinking that was it, but then it was a better story.
Yeah, it was a good story.
Yeah. If you got kicked out of this country, where would you want to live?
Oh, if I got kicked out of this country?
Yeah. Say you beat up Push really bad.
That is... that's not impossible. And they were like, you got to flee. I mean, I'd go to the places where they'd welcome me with open arms. Syria. No, I would.
Hey, big guy. We don't have a problem with that here.
It's fine. It's fine. Funny guy. I mean, I would. I think I would really enjoy. The two places I would love to go the most would probably be Paris, like live in France.
Ooh, I wasn't even thinking of that.
Or, well, actually three maybe. I'd love to spend time in Italy. And then I feel some comfort in Spain. So it would be Western Europe for sure. All right. For sure.
Help me plan my Italy trip. So I'm taking the girls to Italy.
Nice.
Yeah. George's graduation present.
When are you going?
August. I'm okay to say that, right?
Yeah.
August. We're going to Italy. I want to do something.
You mean Italy?
Italy.
Yeah.
I want to do something razzle dazzly like you would do on a trip. Because like my trip's gonna be, you know, letting the girls drink.
Yeah.
Isla, hit me up.
I got some ideas for you. Do you have it all mapped out where you're going yet?
Yeah.
How long is the trip gonna be?
Trip is 10 days.
Great.
10 days. I want to do something razzle dazzly. Like I was thinking the problem is they're all, except for Isla, they're all sensible. Mm-hmm. Well, just George and Leanne are very like practical. So at one point I was like, I want to do something special. So we're going to I think we're going to the Amalfi Coast at one point.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to get like a yacht for the day.
Yeah.
But Leanne's not fun to spend money with because she goes,
yeah, you've
how
really,
much is this?
You've really like driven that point home. You're like, it's no fun to do anything.
She's just like, I don't know. There's, you can't get like, I want the old school Leanne, like the sluttier version, like the one I met where it was like things were dangerous and they were fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes she just gets like in a like this trip's expensive. And so that's where her brain is. So if I spend extra money, she's like, well, we didn't need that.
Well, yeah, but that's what you're going
to have
fun.
That's what the fun, yeah. It's like this is our last run as a family. Like, Georgia goes to college and it's just fucking Leanne and Isla.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to be gone.
Yeah. Are you excited for this or no?
Very excited. Yeah. I'm more excited for this. I'm more excited for this than anything because Isla said the drinking age in Italy is 15.
I mean, Is that true? Can you Google that? By the way,
she Googled it.
Really?
She find out the drinking age.
What is the drinking age?
Wine and beer when you're 15.
In Italy, yeah.
Oh, 18.
Okay.
However, it's not strictly enforced.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe Isla just fucking told it to me. Can you drink at 15? Minors are not able to legally consume alcohol at a bar or restaurant. However.
Yeah, or although it's very unlikely for a restaurateur to serve or card to someone who appears younger than that when they are drinking with their parents. So, yeah, you guys
can just get wasted with them.
Oh, really?
I want to do it. Dude. Oh.
Yeah.
I wanted to get, I'm not that parent. Like, I'm not the parent that can let them drink, right? I'm not. So on this tour, George, we got to get in the party bus. I so badly wanted to be the parent that was like, hey, here's a drink.
Here's a drink.
But I can't be that parent. I'm not that parent. Like, because I just go, and there's all of George's friends' parents are like that. They're all like, yeah, have a beer, whatever, you know, not a big deal. But I could not be that parent. I felt like a lame-o, and then. And just being like, no, you can't smoke weed or drink. You got to be sober.
Yeah.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they got wasted on this tour. I'm sure her and her friend. There was drugs and alcohol everywhere.
Yeah. All right.
I'm not done.
What?
I'm not done.
I got a couple.
I love this. I love that we're in the old studio.
It's fun.
Yeah. I mean, I love our new studio. It's fun, but it's like, it's going to Austin such a... like such an event for me that it's sometimes I don't know if it's, this reminds me of how great, not that the podcast isn't as great as it was, but quarantine.
Yeah.
When we had not spoken to anyone.
I know.
We were not doing stand up.
It was a
And this was our treat.
Yeah, it was. It was a treat. It was fun to just.
And it was like every fucking week and like, it was just, and I wasn't drinking at the time.
Yeah. Well, you know. We got a few coming up here, and you know what I think I'm going to do?
What?
I think I might bring in some Razzle Dazzle for the next one.
For real?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to the boys, and we're going to figure something out.
Wait, when's our next one?
I don't know. We'll look at the calendar because we're going to do a few more out of here.
Hey, I so badly wish that I wasn't working today. I would love to go down and visit the boys.
Oh yeah,
I would love to. Old appearance by Fat Sticks.
Fat Sticks. I mean, I've even showed you a picture. And I'm, I showed it.
Do they remember living in LA?
I mean, Ellis for sure. For sure. Yeah. Cause he has, I mean, he went to school. He's got,
Yeah.
But, I showed your picture. I was like, Ellis, who is it? He goes, that's your friend. And I was like, what's his name? He goes, and I was like, is it Fat Sticks? He goes, yeah, it's Fat Sticks.
it's so weird to watch people talk about you and Georgia knows you as well as she does.
Yeah.
And then you can see her like go, that's who he is? Like you know, they're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't think she knows that you're successful. I don't, you know, like, she just has no frame of reference.
Yeah,
of I think this weekend when she saw like arenas or whatever, she was like, huh? I brought her on stage. Oh my God. Georgia heard the Machine story for the first time.
What do you mean for the first time?
For the first time Georgia heard the Machine story.
How'd she get that lucky? She hasn't heard that fucking thing before. She went this long without hearing
it?
How
the fuck?
She never heard that story?
She never heard Leanne didn't let them hear it. She said they have to be 18 before you hear it.
And they actually followed that rule?
And they followed the rule.
What did she think?
And so then we're at the Yum Center. The night before, they're yelling for the Machine. And I was like, I'm not going to tell it. And then Georgia the next day goes...
Wait, so you didn't tell it that night before?
I didn't tell it.
How did that feel? Aren't you like, isn't that rare for you?
Yeah, it's fine. But I feel like I let everyone down. I mean, personally.
Really?
Yeah, because when we were in Louisville.
Excuse me.
They started,
Louisville.
They started yelling for it.
Yeah.
And I was like, and by the way, it's like I'm following probably the three... Not three, probably the seven most murderous sets I've seen.
Yeah.
Taylor Tomlinson's pops in that fucking Yum Center were so big that we were like, yeah, take the, let there be a long intermission.
Yeah.
That when they were like killing out the Machine, I was like, oh yeah. And Georgia had said to me the day before, that day at Churchill Downs, someone said, have you ever heard the Machine story? And she said, no, I haven't heard it. And I said, you haven't heard it? She goes, mom wouldn't let us listen to it. And I was like, oh, for real? I go, you've never heard it? And she's like, I mean, I know the story, but I don't know what it is. I've never heard it. So I brought her on stage, and then I put her off to the side of the stage so she could hear, and I told the story to her. And it was, I was, trust me when you say, like, telling that story to my daughter, I told the story great.
Yeah.
Like, I tell it, I give it 100% every night, but, like, telling it to George, all my asides were to her.
Yeah.
And so, we get off stage, I think Attell goes, oh, what did you think of your dad's story? And she goes, it's bullshit, right? He goes, what? Like, they're like, huh? And she's like, that's not true. There's no way that's fucking true, right? I go, yeah, it's true. And she goes, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Just left. Yeah. You know? It's paying for college.
See, I love that whenever you say something, they're like, it's one of dad's stories.
Dad's stories. Yeah. Oh, dad's going to tell you one of his stories right now.
Yeah.
She got to see, though, how I, like, when I punch a story up, like anything.
Yeah.
I explained it to her this week. I said something about something we did, and she goes, well, it wasn't like that in the event. It was by Churchill Downs.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I was like, oh, it's fucking amazing. All these guys around, they all ripped their shirts off. We're down in the winner's circle. We got to pet the horse. And George is like, it was dead empty. Like, there was no one there. I was like, I need you to feel what I'm telling. She went, oh, okay. She's like, yeah. And then I tell the story again. And George just chimes in. And these guys ripped their shirt. And I was like, yeah, yeah. That's the fucking thing.
Yeah.
She really understood comedy this week. And it was so nice to have her love those dudes.
Yeah.
The love. I mean, she loved Taylor. She loved Dustin. She loved all the comics. All the comics. But the fact that she loved Dave Attell.
Yeah, it's cool.
And Shane Gillis, who her friends would fucking say you're not supposed to like, right?
Because yeah.
You know, whatever. He's dirty or he talks. But that was like the greatest gift. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad it was great, man. It's fun to be back here.
It's fun to be back here. I miss you, buddy.
Miss you too, man.
I miss you a lot.
We'll do more of these soon, and that's it. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you for...
We're back, baby.
We're back.
Two bears, one cave. All day, every day.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.